Let's go.
It's time.
Afternoon Delight.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Woo! Woo!
Let's do it.
For Millie.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Greg.
Tart it up.
And Lexi.
Festival say that. Woo!
Oh, they're a bunch of idiots.
Hey, podcasters, it's Greg from Millie, Greg, and Letzy. Today on the show, Millie and I went up against each other in Beauty and the Brain to see who was better at maths. And the world's biggest avocado has been officially declared by the Guinness Book of Records. But first, we're talking about guests overstaying their welcome just that little bit too long and starting to leave their stink behind. This is the Millie, Greg, and Letzy podcast.
Next. The sweet spot.
You're on next. Millie, Greg, and Letzy here with you for your drive home. It's a Monday. Hope you're having a great drive. And I have a mate, guys. I have a mate who lives in a pretty big sort of house. And, you know, often what happens in that circumstance, people come to stay, right?
Yeah.
Like you would, you guys,
a spare room?
You guys would probably love staying in a spare room here and there.
But I'd love to stay with you, Letz.
Thank you.
It's too early for that, Millie.
It comes later on.
Platonically.
But it's the time these people are staying with my mate that's a little bit crazy to me.
How long's it been?
A month they're going to stay with him.
A month really? Isn't that bad.
Don't you think? I reckon a month is quite a lot because it literally throws your routine right out.
They're not Rellos. These are just random friends of theirs.
They're cousins. They're Rellos, so they're cousins. But Rellos, it's still a month. Like, it throws you right out, I reckon.
This could just be me, because my family is quite close in terms of, like, extended out to, like, second and third cousins. Yeah. Those rules just are thrown out the window. If you have a second or third cousin that wants to move in, you kind of just say yes. You just let them do it. My great auntie's staying with my parents at the moment. Last time she stayed up, she was up there for, like, 2 months. But I do agree, by the end of that 2 months, we were sick of her.
Yeah, well... Well, you would, though, because you're just so used to, like, your own space in a way. And then someone just comes in and stays for, like, a while. But, Millie,
I have stayed with friends a lot, especially when I go into new cities. When I moved to Sydney, for example, my dear friend was like, yeah, come and crash with me. You can crash as long as you like. It's really awkward when they say you can stay as long as you like, because then you're like, well, how long is too long? Your long time might be a little bit different to my a long time.
Yeah, well, I'm sure many people have done this. 980-5667. Give us a call. When have you overstayed your welcome? Because it's pretty a common thing, isn't it, guys?
Do you think it ever goes the other way, that you also go, well, I've stayed somewhere for so long, I think I've overstayed my welcome and I'm annoyed of the people I live with now?
Well, maybe.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. 980-5667. When have you overstayed your welcome? Or when have you known someone who's overstayed their welcome? You're with Millie, Greg, and Letzy. You're next.
Next.
A friend of mine has got his cousin staying for a month. And Millie, you've actually been in the staying side of this
sort of thing. Oh, plenty of times.
Does it go through your head, like, I don't know, maybe you might be possibly staying too long? Has it ever gone through your head?
Oh, it does. And it's really hard to know. But I think it's very determinant on whether you're staying on someone's couch, or if you've got your own room, or if you've got like a little granny flat out the back. If you've got a granny flat, stay as long as you want. You're fine. But I have stayed at friends' places and stayed in their bed with them. Now, that is a very short-term...
That's a short-term solution.
How long can you overstay your welcome when you're doing that?
I stayed a week.
Okay.
I did volunteer to pick them up for their nights out and things like that. But
I think that depends on the reason you're staying over at this other person's house as well. If you're sharing their bed with them, there might be a good reason you're invited into the bed.
Hey.
No, I was definitely cramping her style.
Okay, yeah.
980-5667, whenever you overstayed your welcome. Matt from Parramatta, what's your story?
I've got a relative that overstayed their welcome when they were visiting with their family. Whilst they were talking about someone overstaying their welcome that they invited to their house, it was like 11 o'clock at night. We're all ready to get ready for bed. And my aunt is literally going on about how she invited her daughter's friend's mother over and she would never leave. And we're like, why don't you leave? I mean, like, was this person listening to themselves? I don't know. But all I know is that for, like, instead of going to bed when she finally left, we just were ranting and moaning, like, does this person listen to themselves?
Wow, that is quite a story. Quite a story, don't you think?
Yeah.
I would have
turfed them too.
Millie, Greg, and Letzy.
Next.
Millie, You've left a note on the fridge this morning, which...
Oh, dear.
I am not a fan of.
What? You're not a fan of? No. No, I think I'm fully in my right to definitely have put that note up.
No. No.
Yeah, yes.
Honestly, no. So...
No, I am.
Just read out your note. Read out your note.
Oh, gosh,
here.
You're putting me on the spot. All right, let me bring it up. It is.
I've got it up for you if you want me to do my best Millie impression.
Do it. Millie impression. I'm ready for this.
I'm going to have to kick myself first.
I've got it. To the person who stole a slice of my untouched pizza, I hope you are starving and were going to die without it. Otherwise, it was a low, low act. Don't steal other students' food. If you'd like to make amends, you can call me to apologize. Ta-da!
It's so passive-aggressive, though.
I left a whole pizza in this fridge. It was an expensive pizza, a $30 pizza in the fridge, whole, untouched. I walked in this morning and someone had eaten a slice.
Why leave a whole pizza there?
Maybe they may have down at the pizza place given me a child's pizza size, so then they replaced it.
What child's pizza is costing $30?
Well, it wasn't a child's pizza. It was an adult's pizza. They gave me a child's pizza, and so then I came back and said, this is a really small pizza, and then they gave me the adult pizza.
And so this adult pizza that got part of it stolen was free to you? And you wrote this note?
He wrote this note.
Oh, this is a whole new revelation,
Millie.
No,
it was an untouched pizza. I paid $30 for
that
pizza.
But you didn't.
Vegan cheese. Vegan cheese. It's expensive but delicious.
But it was free.
No, I paid for it.
But it was free.
I don't know who took it and I'm really upset. I don't. They have no idea that it was free. And I waited 45 minutes for it to come out. I don't know who did it, but I've given my phone number and they can call me to apologize.
Look, Millie, we have a revelation for you after this. Get ready.
Next.
You're on next. Millie, Greg, and Letzy. Yes. We've got Jace, our Knights announcer, in the studio right now.
G'day, guys. I just dropped in.
Millie stuck a passive-aggressive note on the fridge after someone had eaten a slice.
So why is he here? What is going on?
Isn't it obvious?
I think you have a bit of a confession
Jace?
To make, mate.
You guys know that I love to lift food, that is, into my mouth. Okay.
What have you done?
This is a stitch-up, right? Millie, is this about your pizza that I knocked off?
Yes. Did you eat it?
Yeah, of course I did. <It's
great. laughs> It was you!
So, yeah, I ate it.
Jeez, that was a whole pizza. An untouched pizza.
I didn't eat all of it.
You ate a slice, the first slice.
I didn't eat all of it in one go.
You've also been known
Jace
to
Jace Patrick Flaxman.
Oh, I didn't know it was your pizza, Millie.
Is that his middle name, Patrick?
Does that matter?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, does it matter that it was Millie's pizza?
No.
That was an expensive pizza, Jace. $30. Vegan cheese. Did you taste the vegan cheese? Isn't it delicious?
Yes, and it's terrible.
No, it's
terrible. Yeah. Can't you get some real cheese for me next time?
You give my cheese back.
But it's not actually the first time you've put your hands on other people's food. I know you've been stealing pies.
Yes, at a separate studio where I may have done some other work. The big man's pies have been disappearing and they're blaming him. So, look, I'm just coming out a winner on this whole thing, really. No one's caught me yet.
Nobody can go to dinner with you, Jace, because you eat their food. Before they've even finished, you start, you're going to finish that? Oh, mum.
Guys, I've got a music show to get ready for. what is the point of this?
Don't touch people's untouched pizza in the fridge.
Jace, you have a problem. You have an addiction and it's eating other people's food.
Is this an intervention?
Yes.
All I need is a door because I'm basically a refrigerator other than that.
Next, the sweet spot.
Broods from New Zealand. That suck. With Millie, Greg and Letzy on
next.
What's up, Broods?
Want a chip?
You good? You guys want to do this in English? I can't understand a word you're saying.
What's on my beach chips, bro? I'm beached is.
Do you like avocado, Millie?
Oh, I love avocado.
I thought you were going to say that in New Zealand
dress?
Accent. Oh, yeah, I have.
I love avocado.
Smished bro. Avocado.
Smished.
Do you reckon you could eat 2.5 kilos of it in one sitting?
No, because I'd like to afford a house at one stage.
Is that what you did in the weekend? Is that why you're feeling a little bit under the weather this morning?
No, I did not indulge in that much avocado. No, I'm not a big fan of avocado. I just kind of use sparingly. I've got to really be in the mood for it. So 2.5 kilos is way too much for me. But imagine all of that coming out of one avocado. world record avocado was broken.
One.
It's official as of this week. It was actually grown a year ago. It takes that long for the Guinness Book of Records to get around to actually verifying this is definitely the biggest avocado in the world. It comes from Hawaii.
How do you verify that?
I don't know, but it takes apparently a year. I guess there's a lot of paperwork. It goes into doing the Guinness Book of Records. I guess they're too busy making actual Guinness rather than worrying about the world records.
I've always wondered that.
I think they're different companies.
It's actually Guinness. The Guinness Book of Records is actually the company that makes Guinness.
No.
Yes.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah, it's the same company. They set it up because people were always arguing in the pub over these sorts of things before we had Google. So they started compiling a list of all the facts and branded it with their own brand name and Guinness Book of Records. The same
great,
company.
That's phenomenal.
Yes, the more stuff that you know that I know, the less you really think you know.
I've always wanted to be in the Guinness Book of Records.
Well, this is a little bit ridiculous. Like 2 kilograms. Let's be
two
real.
And a half. It's huge.
We're not going to be able to do it. I reckon we can do. Surely we can break some sort of record. There's so many ridiculous
ones. There's some really
ones.
Obscure ones. You're absolutely right, Letzy.
Like, I don't know. Most donuts eaten in 1 minute or most donuts thrown at someone in a minute. Or, I don't know.
Marshmallows in your mouth.
Something like that.
You two Chubby definitely Bunny's want to go for a food-related world record, I can tell.
That's
I don't know,
where
maybe,
our brains go.
I don't know, most keyboard letters hit in the second. I don't know.
No, that's just mashing.
This is going.
Well, there was a record for that old texting with like when you used to have to hit for the letter C, you'd have to hit the 2 button 3 times. There used to be a world record for that. I don't know if they still do that, but that'd be a heck of a skill to learn. Not many people could
but
still do that.
But now it's redundant.
Yeah, but there's probably still a world record for it. Yeah, you got to type out, I think, the Declaration of Independence.
What about how fast
that
you can type on a typewriter? You know, they're out. Nobody uses those anymore.
Yeah, well, you might be able to beat it. I'm not sure. But guys, let's have a think about it.
Absolutely.
We'll come back tomorrow.
I'm in. Let's beat a world record.
Let's do it. Let's beat a world record on the show.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
We probably can't grow the biggest avocado in the next day. So I'd say that that record's pretty safe.
Yes.
These guys can hold on to that one.
Yeah, it's not happening
anymore. That's impressive.
But we're going to do it. Let's do it.
Next. The sweet spot.
The Logan Files.
So to explain why we are doing what's called the Logan Files, my boyfriend Logan has given me a few interesting stories over the years. He doesn't like me talking about him on radio at all, but he doesn't have a choice this time. I told him it's going to happen. So he's aware that I'm telling the stories.
He married a radio job then, isn't he?
And we ain't married. Calm down. Whoa.
Just plant the seed. I'm sure Logan will thank me.
This time around, he got punked by a little piece of technology when his Apple Watch asked him the other day, "Are you on your period?" Which he didn't take too well.
Why is the Apple Watch asking him?
Well, I mean, he was moody. He was moody all day. No. So according to the Apple Watch, he was exhibiting the same signs as a woman would if she was on her period because he was stressed over doing a speech at uni.
Oh. How does the Apple Watch tell you're stressed? Like, how does it
Well,
even
it
work?
Can it can sense, like, heart rate and stress and sleep patterns and things like that, and it's gone, "Mate, you are having a hell of a time. Are you maybe, you know, blood pressure up and down, getting some hot flushes?" Yeah, all the symptoms pointed to period. I think, though, when you sign up, you, like, got to put in your gender.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it was still going, I think you might have lied about that.
Logan might have messed that up.
I love
a bit.
That it's overwritten. What he put in, his gender. Oh,
yeah, and
gosh.
Just assumed, probably on his period.
This is hilarious. Did that improve his mood?
Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. If anything, that made it worse. Think about if someone was to ask you, Millie, in the middle of the day, "Well, you're on your period." Would that improve your mood or would that make it worse?
Probably make it worse.
I'll show you.
Oh, don't get it worse.
Oh, you're with Millie, Greg, and Letzy on Next.
Next. Next. Judy and a
Beauty and the Brain.
It's that time.
You're going down, Greg.
Bring it on. Beauty playing the brain. We have Beauty and the Brain. Greg playing Millie. Which one's which? I'm not really sure.
I am both. No. The beauty and the brain. It's undisputable. I'm going to prove it.
So. I don't think so. But
prove
today.
It. Bring it on.
We're going to test this. You're playing mathematics today. Mathematics. Ooh. Now,
my home court advantage, really.
Oh, Millie gets a calculator.
Thank you.
Millie gets...
Because I have a lack of Bachelor of Mathematics degree, yes.
Yes, and Greg, you're stuck
He has his degree. I hope your degree keeps you warm at night, Greg, when you lose.
All right.
It doesn't.
Let's do this.
How many are we doing?
Best out of three. Okay. Best out of three. Get All ready. Right. Okay.
Okay, I've got my calculator. Greg is allowed a pen and paper. I think that's cheating.
I think a calculator
is more cheating than that. Anyway, right. Let's go. All right. 25 plus 13.
Oh, no. 38.
Correct.
There we
Wait,
go.
Who got that one? Me, yes?
No.
Greg
just.
Got
that.
No.
Greg just.
Oh, jeez. Hold on, I've got to clear my calculator. All right, I'm ready.
All right.
It's really embarrassing for me if I lose this.
You can't. All right, my thumbs. Go, thumbs. Go.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
No.
34 minus 10.
24.
That took you both too long.
Right. You did it too quickly, Letzy. I couldn't tell if I typed it a 4. I couldn't remember what you said.
Greg's already won it.
Oh, no. No. I happen to know that he has had performance-enhancing drugs today.
Yeah. Mathematical performance-enhancing drugs.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Sudafed.
Blood test. Blood test. Pee into this cup, Greg. Prove it.
Millie's not happy. We'll come back tomorrow. Millie's not going to
Round
leave.
Two.
Do you
want
to give her a chance? Do you want to throw a multiplication at us? Give her a chance to redeem herself.
Hold on. I have to bring up my calculator. Damn, all right. Screen. Okay, all right. Yes, ready.
Greg's already won, but
no,
if Millie can at least get one.
Just for pride.
Got to use fast fingers on that calculator. Okay. All right. 7 times 3.
7 21. Times 3. No.
21! Yep. Oh!
Clean sweep!
You're on next.
Millie, Greg, and Letzy. Next.
TK. Millie, Greg, and Letzy. Next.
Remit.
Ah, yes. I've been a bit shocked.
You
Far
were.
From that just then. I've been a little bit shocked.
What shocked you, Letzy?
I was just sitting on the couch having a nice, relaxing evening, as you do. And then I get a text message from the bank, which never can be good.
No, don't give them your number, just run.
Yes, literally. So I think, what's the go with this? So it said my account was overdrawn. So at first I thought, oh, no, this has to be a scam.
Too many beers. Churchies.
God, yeah. That would be dangerous if that would actually wreck my account. But then I checked my account, realized it wasn't a scam. It was the evil direct debit.
That always gets me. I live in fear of direct debit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It was my electricity bill that come out. Do you want to have a stab of what it was?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea what electricity bills are worth. My own gets just taken out of my account. I don't look at it.
Oh, is that bad? You just got that luxury, do
you,
Greg?
Got so much money.
Yeah.
Woo, big spender.
Living the high life.
My postal address is still set up to be my parents' house, so... My mother gets it. She doesn't give it to me. It just comes out of my account straight away.
Oh. I'm moving in with you, Greg.
Wow.
I still pay it. I just don't look at it.
But guys, $381.
Is that bad?
Two and a half times larger than my previous bill.
So
sounds
your
bad.
Previous bill was 100 and...
150. Right. 150.
Don't try to do the maths, Millie. We know it's not your strong point.
But whenever, give us a ring. 9805-6667. When have you been stung by direct debit? Because it's probably happened to almost everyone, I reckon.
I'd say it's right around the corner for me. I don't know it yet.
You don't even look at your account. You've probably already been stung.
Exactly. But I haven't noticed that I've been stung yet, but maybe I am in a lot of debt. Who knows?
Yes. 9805-6667, bill shock, or when have you been stung by direct debit? You're on next. Millie, Greg, and Letzy.
Next.
When have you been stung? I've been stung by direct debit. Power bill come out of my account. $381 later, I was not stoked when it come to paying rent after that.
Surprise!
But Brooke, smartest dumb person we like to call her, you've actually been stung as well, right?
I have. So I was leaving a car park a couple of weeks ago and I was paying, I think it was like $6 in parking, and I go to do my pay pass and it was declining and I'm like, surely not. Turns out I had $300 of direct debit come out of my account that day and I didn't even know.
$300? What
yes.
was it?
Yes. Oh, it was a range of things. It was like kind of subscriptions to things that I had. And
how many things are you to subscribe
And Afterpay
to?
And then, you know, the shopping addiction continues.
Oh, I see. But give us a call. 980-5667 is the number. When have you been stung by direct debit or bill shock? Monty, when have you been stung?
Oh, look, one of the worst cases of bill shock I ever got was I was out on a first date. I had splurged for this massive dinner. We had steak, we had bubbles, we had all sorts of stuff going, dessert. Yes. I went up to pay, my card got declined, I looked at my account and it turned out a direct debit for my insurance had been taken out and I couldn't pay for the meal. Oh. I had to get her to pay for it.
Oh, so she paid for it?
Yeah, she had to pay for it.
How much was the bill?
Let's just say it was over $150.
Oh, wow.
Was that date a success, Monty?
No.
No, I can't imagine not.
That was her bill shock.
Yeah, double bill shock for her.
Love it. Thank you very much, Monty, for giving us a call. Gee, imagine that. $150.
That's not a good date.
On a date.
That's wow. not a successful date.
That's another thing altogether, isn't it?
Oh, I feel so sorry.
Millie Greg and Letzi on Next.
Next, the sweet spot.
We found this article on Vice, so a nice reliable news source. And they've had a look into the emojis and how they go across all the different platforms, like between Apple and Samsung and Google phones.
Because they look different across when you send one to another.
Do they? They do. Yeah, Letzi, I know you don't know this. but yeah, if you send an emoji, like for me, I have a Samsung phone, boyfriend has an iPhone. Sometimes we send stuff on Messenger and it gets really muddled up because Messenger has its own set of emojis as well.
Oh, wow. So like phones have different emojis, like Apple, Samsung, Messenger, I don't know, some other platform.
Yeah.
Messenger, Instagram or something.
So they have similar emojis. So they all get given a name. So like the standard happy emoji is called happy, and every version of happy, it comes through the same.
Right.
So if you send happy, you don't end up with a pile of poo at the other end, right? You do get something close, but sometimes they can be just that little bit too different that what you thought was going to come through is something very, very different. This was my favorite example. If you send the dancer emoji, it is very different depending on where you send it from. The Apple one is a dancer like wearing a long, flowy red dress.
Flamingo skirt, you know.
Yeah. Like, she's a dancer.
Graceful, elegant are words I'd use to describe her.
But if you send it on other phones, I don't know who does this one, but it looks kind of like a potato with a flower in his mouth.
It is. All of a sudden, this is on Android.
It's Android, that's
Android,
it.
Android, you put a lot of weight on with Android emojis.
Yeah, and on Samsung, it's just a guy dancing.
Wow, so you could essentially send some weird thing to someone. Well, not weird thing, some normal thing to someone, and they could receive a weird thing.
Yeah, they have gotten a little bit better. Things are slowly starting to line up. I think everyone just follows what Apple does. But at first, when emojis first came out, wow, it was confusing.
That's
you would
where
send
I'm going wrong with
very
Tinder.
Different things, thinking you were sending, oh yeah, this is the eggplant emoji, and you get a different shaped eggplant.
I'm not literate in emoji language, but I do know the eggplant one. I'm all over that one. But
do you send that a lot?
The eggplant, the peach? Do you send the peach much?
No, what's the peach one?
I'm not going to explain Greg, it to you.
Hey, Greg, what's the peach one?
You guys need to spend a little bit more time on Urban Dictionary.
Billy, Greg, and Letzi.
Next.
Let's go over to Seattle, where a man has had a good feed. No, you like a good feed.
I do like a little nibble.
You like kebabs. We've heard that several times tonight.
Can't want to get one
up. I pretty much just like all food.
Can we just have group kebabs, like, during the show one time?
Bonding.
If you're buying, I'm in.
And this guy, I know you guys also love a good feed on a bit of chocolate. Greg, you definitely love it.
I dabble in chocolate, yes.
I have cravings and they come and go. So,
what's your favourite chocolate, Mill? What do you go for when you have a craving?
You know what? When I was younger, when the Easter Bunny used to come and visit, I actually used to keep my eggs. I never ate them. And I used to keep them for the next year. And then they got reused.
So stale is your favourite chocolate?
Stale chocolate. Mm-mm. But this guy has actually broken into a office building, a 44-year-old man. And he's moved. This is the weird part about it. He's moved a painting and smashed down $200 worth of office chocolate.
What's the painting?
I don't know what the painting was.
Who cares about the painting?
He just moved the painting.
So he just moved it.
I don't know why.
Was it a decoy? Yeah. It was a decoy technique.
Oh, to avoid people noticing that he ate $200 worth.
Look at the painting. Ah, chocolate. Nom.
We used to do that in an old job of mine. We used to have paintings around the walls and we used to turn them upside down.
Oh, brilliant.
To hide chocolate?
You didn't work in
just for fun.
Work.
Just for fun. It always, like, I was only there once a week, but it always got noticed.
Did you work in a museum?
No, I feel like that'd be
Jackson Pollock
very
turned
bad.
Upside down? You couldn't tell.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Well, he's also living proof of the sugar coma being real. After someone called 911, he was found on the couch just relaxing with his shoes and jacket off and his watch off.
Not a good thief.
Chilling out. But come on, if you are leaving $200 worth of chocolate in your office, you are literally asking for it to be stolen, I reckon.
Was it one bar? Was it a super expensive bar that had like gold flakes in it and it was $200? Or was it the amount of chocolate bars all equated to $200?
It was a big bowl of sweets.
Yeah, it was
a
big bowl. That's
a lot. Big bowl. That is a lot.
Like, how do you even eat that?
Honestly, don't put the man in prison. He deserves a medal.
No, I don't know. If you're in office, first of all, why are you buying your staff that much chocolate? Wink, wink. Please buy us chocolate after this.
Jason Lidl.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Can't trust
but
him.
Nah, if you're leaving chocolate out, you should get it stolen if you're leaving $200 worth of chocolate at your workplace.
Next, the sweet spot.
I have a very challenging fortnight coming up for myself. As you know, I have been house sitting. I've just finished a house-sitting gig where I looked after a little puppy and it was wonderful. I had a great time.
You lost the puppy.
You lost, yeah.
Wonderful and great time. I don't know what you're talking about. You lost the puppy.
Don't spoil the illusion. I'm putting my rosy-coloured glasses on, okay?
You did the only thing you weren't meant to do.
How long was the puppy lost?
Well, I'm not quite sure because I didn't know when I lost it, obviously. But look, I got a call from the
chemist. I
know
when you lost it.
It had only gone up the road and visited the chemist, okay? And I was able to get it quite quickly. It was very fine, but a bigger challenge is looming ahead of me. I must look after a new friend, a friend of mine. She's dropping off her house plants for me to look after for a fortnight. I'm nervous.
You're plant sitting.
I'm plant sitting. Yes, yes. I'm really nervous because I've killed many plants.
It can't be that hard to plant sit though. Don't you just bloody water the thing?
But then when they start to go wrong, they really start to go wrong.
Yeah, plants are hard to look after.
You can't just take it to a vet and fix it or, you know,
You can't pay someone else to just
the dog tells you when it needs to go outside to pee. The plants just die.
Have you killed a plant before, plant sitting?
Heaps. Yeah. No, well, not plant sitting, thankfully, because nobody's ever asked me. They must have a lot of faith in me to ask me to plant sit for them.
Or they just don't know you as well as they should.
They just don't know.
Well, they're desperate
look,
times.
As far as I'm concerned, it's on them. They asked you too. They should have done their research. They should have interviewed other applicants
but
and made an effort.
Yeah. I'm keen. I'm excited to do it. I'm also really. My palms are getting sweaty just thinking about it.
Next.
That was the Millie, Greg and Letzi podcast. Don't forget to tune in from 3 till 5:30 every weekday only on Next.